ever done. Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Head up, baby.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Sire. How are we?
I mean, smacked around a bit last night.
You'll have one of those. You'll have it. You'll have that. You'll have that.
When you're up two with 17 seconds left, let's get the ball over half court before 10 seconds and not lose with a 3-2.
Yep. That one was tough. I mean, the pups.
Yeah.
The pups got taken out back in the NHL.
Pups were euthanized last night, Tony.
And they were not. I mean, they were not treated well. They were.
Hey,
I don't think they were euthanized.
The Sabres, though. Sabres came through. 10 seconds left in the game.
We said it with Halak. You're either getting one or two, and you got number two.
Well, it wasn't just Halak. I mean, none of those were close games. They were all absolute ass beatings.
It wasn't very humanitarian.
The Kraken, I don't know if the Kraken scored more than four or five goals all year. They put six.
I mean, they put a six piece?
Yeah. The Kaniacs put a six piece. Fucking. The Blues took Coovers out back. Coilers on.
It got ugly.
Coilers on the Yotes. The Kraken put a six piece. Fucking Jesus.
Kraken were buzzing.
There were some goals last night in the on the ice.
In the league.
Assume the overs went. Canes and Caps went over by one. Buffalo and Chicago went over by five. Seattle and LA hit the over. Arizona and Edmonton went over. The only one that went under was the Coves in St. Louis.
There you go.
Overs and favorites last night, pretty much.
How convenient.
How convenient. But hey, we got a full slate tonight to get bounced back there.
Yeah, a lot of potential tonight.
Then last night in the association. How was that, Mitt?
We went 1-2. I mean, the only game that we covered was the Celtics, which, I mean, I took
they
it.
They did.
It changed four fucking points from when I taken that one. Dude.
Gump, you got a fucking sweet half-point cover by the Nugs?
Nah, I was never that.
Cleveland did not cover against the Magic.
I think Cleveland kind of fucking stinks now.
Celtics should have won that game outright, dude.
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah.
They're so
the Bulls
good.
Continue to struggle.
Bulls are dead.
Bulls are potentially dead.
I might
dead.
Denounce them fully dead.
I mean, I know Golden State's playing with nobody right now, but it's hard to just turn it on once they get everyone back.
Golden State's going to be.
Grizzlies might fucking.
Dude, the Grizz are.
They are very, very good.
Grizz
very
and Suns.
Good. I watched a Grizz game, and I said it on this show after. I watched a Grizz game with John Moran out, and I saw just how athletic they were. I put a couple futures bets on them to make the finals, finals, little sprinkles.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Those are still fucking. Right now, you can still get those at great numbers. I think they're going to make a run, dude.
I bet they meant.
OKC covered, obviously, against Portland. We weren't going to touch that one.
I almost did. I love OKC. I should have.
We talked about it, and you didn't.
Instead, I took the Bulls, which was a horrible mistake.
And the Cavs. Teams that you were riding early in the season, you have a hard time getting away from.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I didn't
That's
think
everyone.
The same
That's every gambler.
Thunder, though.
That's every gambler.
Not good gamblers. They make the right decision.
Oh, yeah. Good gamblers do make the right decision. So we try to make the right decision today and be good gamblers.
Oh, yeah.
So what do we have tonight? We got the NIT. Which I might be fucking just done with college basketball.
Nah. We're almost there.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Get to the finish line now. We've come this far.
NHL's been keeping my head above water, luckily, with college basketball. But that's like a fucking anchor tied to my foot.
I need footy this weekend. Like, I need a cold Bud Light on a Saturday night, my friend. I mean, this tournament has taken my soul. I've had a great year all year. This tournament has turned it to shit. Absolute shit.
All right. Where do we want to start tonight?
NIT.
All right. We'll start with the fucking NIT.
Hell yeah.
The Invitational.
Yep.
Right now, Texas A&M, favorites to win. The NIT, plus 195.
Yeah.
Followed by the Bonnies, Washington State, and Xavier. Tonight. Yep. The first game, 7 o'clock tip. St. Bonnie's -1.5, Xavier +1.5. We're looking at a money line situation most likely here. I looked at the Bonnies because, I mean, trends are all in Bonnie's favor, but I kind of like how Xavier matches up, so fuck off. I'm not doing it.
What do you mean?
I'm not doing it.
This is the NIT semis, dude. This is must bet.
It's basketball. Not the championship, but so it's not must bet.
Where give me going? Bonnie's money line.
I mean, that's the way.
Yeah, come on.
It's the only way.
And you know what? Give me Texas A&M money line, too. Give me both favorites money line.
Both games are 1.5.
See in the dance.
The lean was... I'm with you on both sides as far as which sides I would have taken. Someone walked up and said, hey, take the fucking side. Those are the ways.
Come on. Give me a fucking break. Washington State ain't getting to the goddamn final.
They're a good defensive team.
I don't care.
Okay.
Texas A&M's
got a point to prove.
Yeah.
They said we should be in the tournament.
Yeah.
Ravens side coach John Harbaugh, a 3-year extension. Good for the Ravens. What'd you say, Mitt?
Who cares?
Whoa, dude.
I mean, what? You think he was going to go anywhere?
What's your problem with John Hart? No, I didn't, but it was breaking news on the program. Right. If there's breaking news on the program.
It's your problem.
We'll see how it affects. We'll see how it affects the odds. I don't think it will.
He was going to be their coach this year coming up anyway. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but this is a 3-year extension, dude.
For a head coach, I don't think that's a big deal.
Okay.
Or if it was your old man.
That's a special teams coordinator. They usually don't sign anything past 2 years. So, yeah, that would be a big deal.
Well.
Yeah. Sounds like there's some bias there.
That does sound like there's some bias there, doesn't there? Which makes me think, you know what? I'm going to let you get your right headspace before we go to the association. So, we're going to go to the ice.
Ooh.
Let's go to the ice.
Let's go to the fucking ice.
Nice slate tonight.
Pretty good slate tonight. I got 4 on the ice tonight.
4 piece?
4 piece volume shooter on the ice tonight. The ice is the only thing that's treating me pretty well, except for last night. But, you know, last night was an anomaly.
We'd like to think so. Speaking of anomalies.
Rags and pens.
The Friday night 5-1 drubbing of the Penguins by the Rags, we will hope, is an anomaly. The Penguins then responded by beating the absolute pants off the Detroit Red Wings 11-2.
This is a big one.
The Rangers eked out a 5-4 overtime
win. This is
win.
For the division.
Is this still a playoff matchup right now?
Next game. This will be a playoff preview tonight, boys. It is still the current playoff matchup.
Got it.
This game will be played like a playoff game. Let's expect it close. Let's expect it tight scoring.
I saw it's Igor and Jari.
It's a must win for the Guinos.
Igor and Jari, Tristan are in.
Is this not a must win? You can't get smacked around
this
twice.
Isn't a must
You'd like to think the Penguins would bounce
playoffs,
back.
You can't
the
do
odds
it.
Indicate that.
They not against the Rags.
Guess what?
Favorites at home.
It's one of these games tonight, boys.
Yeah.
Pens money line. Check Pens it. Minus 172 on the money line.
Do you know what tonight is?
Fuck, Big Ben. Dude.
Guess who's dropping the puck?
It is ceremonial.
Seven.
Thank you, Seven.
Seven is dropping the puck tonight. So it wasn't on my sheet originally, but this is an auto pick.
Yeah.
Brain is on automatic mode. I must, in fact, take the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight. Fucking Seven's
come
in
on,
a house.
Seven.
Seven's dropping a puck. Boys are going to be fucking buzzing.
Not to mention, Ropper will be there as well doing ooh. Pens pre- and post-game. Oh. And then he will join us live on That's Hockey Talk at 8:30 p.m.
Shout
We're doing
out.
The show tonight instead of our normal Wednesday.
Just
this
out.
Week only. We'll be tonight at 8:30.
I wasn't going to bet this either, but seeing as the old war horse is dropping the puck, give me Guino's 60-minute line, minus 105.
Also, Gumpy, you know, since we're not doing the show on Wednesday, there's no TNT over for that night, which you normally pick. This might be...
Is this the TNT?
I mean, this is game? This is two very good goalies. This is two very good teams going to play this like a playoff game. Hey, it's only at 5.5 right now, which
I
is...
I don't make the rules. If it's not TNT, not the game.
No, these are all ESPN Plus games.
Can't do it. ESPN Plus?
Mm-hmm. There's one game on Hulu.
I have ESPN Plus.
What about regular ESPN?
No, I don't think so.
No, we got to wait for you fuckers to finish out your
NIT.
NITs.
NIT does take precedent semifinals.
Wait, they're playing NIT games on ESPN over fucking National Hockey League?
Yeah, because of fucking hype boys like you. This is what happens.
That? No, I want to watch Sidney Crosby score goals. I don't want to watch college
there you
kids.
Go. Hell yeah.
Fucking right to your goddamn cable provider.
I will.
Next game, the Leafs, Toronto Maple Leafs go to Boston to take on the Bruins. Listen to this. Both these teams have a exactly identical record, 41-19-5 on the season.
One's much better right now.
One is very hot. Fucking pistol.
Bergeron is back. He made his return last game. Will be on the Bruins at home, -146 on the money line.
Team run!
Bruins! Thank you very much, money line.
Okay, this next one's interesting.
Good luck.
Montreal Canadiens, +310 on the money line, going down to South Florida to take on the Panthers. Fuck off. -400, Big Bob is in net. The Canadiens have gone 10-4-4 since February 17th. Okay, why is that important? Because it also includes a 4-3 home loss to the Florida Panthers earlier this week. Last week, I should say. Florida, they just lost 5-2 to Toronto. Now they're going home after playing 9 of their past 10 on the road. Okay, big okay. road trip. This is their first game home. They're 7-2-1 in those 10 games. So they're playing hot as hell right now. Now they return home. Will they let off the gas a little bit at home?
Okay.
This is a 2.5 spread game. Jeez. You know we like these. I will be taking the Montreal Canadiens plus 2.5.
Wow.
Plus 2.5 at -134.
Okay, I will not be.
Yeah, good luck out there. Yeah. Good luck out there.
Florida loves scoring home. This is going to be a task for the boys.
Okay, go ahead. It's all you, Paul.
It's a good game.
The New York Islanders go on the road to take on the Columbus Blue Jackets. Yeah. Blue Jackets just got done with a 3-game road trip, 0-1-2 on that trip. They will be back home now for the first game. The Islanders lost to the Bruins and Lightning, two pretty good teams.
Pretty good.
Past two games. And their starter, Ilya Sorokin, got hurt.
Okay.
So we don't know if he's going to play or not.
Fucking honest Sorokin.
I would expect Varlamov tonight. I will take the Islanders on the road at -150. They've been playing better lately despite losing to two very good teams.
Nothing there for me.
No, thank you.
Carolina goes to Tampa Bay.
Geez, here's a game.
Two of the best teams in the East. Carolina just crushed the Caps last night, 6-1, as we talked about.
Back-to-back.
It is a back-to-back for Carolina. Tampa Bay, this is the start of a 4-game homestand. They just won a 4-game road trip, went 2-2. Let's take Tampa at home, -144.
Okay.
It's a good bet.
Now, this one's interesting.
No.
The Ottawa Senators... Nashville. Go into Smashville.
Uh-huh. Nashville, okay. Yes, baby.
The Preds are going for their 7th consecutive home win over the Senators.
Give me Smashville.
Predators have won 8 of the last 12.
You're on Smash?
But what you don't know, Tony,
what you don't know
is that the Ottawa Senators owner passed away this morning. This is an owner death game.
Take it off the board for me. I was on Smashville 60 minute, but I cannot... bet against an owner's death. Did they like
that? Ottawa won their last road game 5-2 at Winnipeg. Then they just lost 4-3 to Florida.
Take it off.
In a shootout. I will take Ottawa at +176 on the money line.
I'm just going to stay away.
Probably smart. I will allow the hockey gods and fate to decide what is right and what is just. I will go with the Ottawa Senators. Okay.
Come on.
No, I think that's... Yeah, I mean... We know it's on the board. It's a side you have to go if you're gonna take a side.
It is interesting. I don't believe the fan base necessarily loved the owner. I think he was an owner who
players did.
Yeah, I mean exactly. I'm just stating a fact. He was frugal.
Okay, let's not talk ill.
But yeah, I'm on Ottawa. Let's go Sens. Philadelphia on the road goes to Minnesota. This is Marc-Andre Fleury should be
not.
Is this his first game?
No, this would be his second. If the Flyers lose in regulation, they will be eliminated from playoff contention. That would mean Marc-Andre Fleury has the chance to eliminate the Flyers from playoff contention this season.
Wow.
Now, we know the Flyers aren't going to make the playoffs this season.
What?
But that's a pretty sweet little kick.
That is nice.
So we will take the Wild in regulation at -185.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Colorado and Calgary. Colorado's missing damn near everybody. Everybody's out. And they're still +122, which is impressive.
For research purposes, I got the Flames at -113 this morning. They are not now -146. Apparently, McKinnon hurt his hand in a fight.
He did. He did scrap the other night.
No, ice.
Oh, he's fine.
They're
worried.
Beat the Oilers 9-5 on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I'll take the Flames. They are hot.
Yeah, I was on the Flames already, so when I saw the McKinnon news, is Draisaitl out as well?
I didn't see anything. I'm not sure. Let me...
Draisaitl is on the Oilers. You fuck.
I meant Landeskog.
This fucking guy.
Absolute asshole. Put your fucking cracking toque back on.
Landeskog is hot. So is McKinnon. Son of a bitch. Okay, so Flames it is.
Do you want the full list? You sent it to me earlier. Nathan McKinnon, Landeskog has been out. Samuel Girard, Byram, and Ryan Murray.
Ryan Murray.
What the hell happened to this next game's line?
Fucking everyone's hopping on the fucking wagon, baby.
I got this. Oh, no, no. No, never mind. That was 60 minutes. Yeah, yeah. We're good. We're still, we're still good.
The Dallas Stars.
Yep.
They are 4-3 during this stretch where they play 9 of 11 games on,
what's that
on the road.
What's the scheduling about?
Well, listen to this, guy. We're going to be riding Texas hockey very heavy here real soon. Can you move your goddamn stick in my eyes? thank you.
Jesus
Christ. 10 of the Stars' last 14 games will be at home. Pretty good for a playoff push, I'd say. We will start their success here on the road against Anaheim. We will be on the Stars' money line minus 178.
I will take 60 minutes, please.
Team right? And yeah, I'm on the 60 minutes as well.
Minus 110.
Yeah.
Nah, fine. Fuck it. I'll do 60.
Where was it? What is it? Was it Wednesday?
I believe it's Otter.
Hold on.
Check
your
sources.
Let me text Bones.
All right, so let's see where I'm at. Added Penguins 60 minute because of
it is Otter.
Seven
Bones,
night.
Bones says Otter's in that.
Bees, money line.
Yep.
Flames, money line.
Yep.
Already had them. Felt good about it. Dropped the Preds 60 minute line because of the Ottawa Senators owner's death game for me. And Stars 60 minute.
Okay.
That's for me.
I have Guino's 60 minute line.
Yep.
I have Bruins money line and Texas hockey 60 minute line, please.
All right, and one more time for me: Penguins money line, Bruins money line, Montreal plus 2.5, New York Islanders money line, Tampa Bay money line, Ottawa Senators rest in peace, Mr. Melnyk, plus 176 on the money line.
Rest in peace.
Minnesota 60 minute money line at minus 185, Calgary money line, and Texas hockey 60 minute money line.
Okay. Everyone,
I think it is time for a new Hype Boy parlay, and basketball has not been very hype lately. Hockey seems like tonight's the night. I mean, it seems like everybody's
Hype Boy
watching.
Hockey parlay.
Everybody's watching hockey.
What?
You can't find these NBA games anywhere. I have ESPN Plus, so I'm going to be watching them. Let's go. Boston Bruins money line and the Pittsburgh Penguins money line.
That's hot.
Obviously, if Seven's dropping the puck, these are the two hypest teams in the NHL, it seems like. Am I right?
That's pretty fucking hype, dude.
It's pretty hype, dude.
All right. Hell yeah. That's plus 166 is what I just took it at.
That's a good bet.
Hey, let's go. I think we're good there.
Hell yeah.
All right. Let's go to the association.
Fuck.
I got one here.
I got one.
There's five games. I got one. Is it the same? Are we on the same?
What do you got?
Probably.
Team that won the NBA championship.
Are you talking
last
about
year?
The reigning champion?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we talking
Bucks
about?
Bucks are 1-point puppies going into Philly. Philly started hot when they got James Harden, but they have been on have not been as hot as of late.
It was funny. I saw the same people who said they were the next Kobe and Shaq saying they were not very good anymore after two games.
Interesting. They have the exact same record. I believe Giannis is in.
Is Giannis in, Mitt?
Giannis is playing.
I'll take Bucks as the 1-point dog.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Team Ryan.
Team Ryan!
This is my favorite pick of the night. This is a bad NBA slate, but let's go.
Bucks 8-3 ATS their last 11.
Yeah. Come on,
6-2
Bucks.
6-2 their last 8
hell
road
yeah,
games.
Come on.
Philly. 1-5 ATS in their last 6 overall. 1-4 versus teams with a winning record. Team ride on the fucking Bucks.
Hell yeah.
Next one was the aforementioned beginning of the show. Bulls are 4-point favorites going into Washington. No thank you on that game.
I almost wanted to take Washington here out of spite, but I just decided to stay away.
Okay. Lakers are 11.5-point puppies going into Dallas.
Hey, the Lakers can't play defense for shit, and they're going to put up at least, hopefully, 100. I think this over 219 is a great bet. I'm not touching the Lakers plus 11.5. Mm-mm. It's enticing, but I think Vegas is doing that for a reason.
Okay. Pistons are plus 13.5 going into Brooklyn. No, thank you.
I want to take Detroit with the big the big spread here. Detroit's been covering games. I mean,
they have. Foxy told me earlier that they're starting to sit guys down, though.
Yeah, that does concern me. But I mean, they're all young. It doesn't make any sense. They're all young, still getting experience. So I'm gonna ride with it. I'm riding the plus 13.5.
Oh, Ben Simmons is out.
Oh no!
What?
Ben Simmons is out
tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, 13.5 is just way too many points.
Is this guy going to fucking play fucking basketball, dude?
Doesn't need to.
What do you mean he doesn't need to?
Be ready for the playoffs. That's all that matters.
You think he's going to be ready for the playoffs?
No. You think Zion's going to be ready for the playoffs?
Apparently not.
Nets still won the trade.
Bingo.
Jazz are 1-point favorites going into LA. See, I'm going to stay away from this one,
too. I like the Jazz tonight, actually. Yeah. I think the Jazz need to turn around. If they don't turn around going into the Clippers, then they can't do it anytime else. So I like the Jazz tonight, money line.
All right, so we got a team ride on the Bucks, and then what else were you on there?
I was on the over of the Lakers at Dallas game, and then I was at Detroit plus 13.5 at the Brooklyn Nets, Utah Jazz money line at the LA Clippers.
Okay.
Basically even.
Okay. Good luck at the association tonight.
Hey, thank
you. Baby Matt.
Good luck.
Tonight's boost.
Gumpy.
Yeah.
What the hell is Mo Salah doing?
Oh, no. What happened?
Did you see what? Look what he's dealing with.
What happened?
Lasers everywhere.
Oh, did he miss a PK because of lasers?
It. They are lasering him.
Absolutely skied it.
How far? Pretty far. I mean, lasers don't affect you that much.
No.
There's a lot of them. They're big.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, big
lasers. He is covered in green. He's absolutely covered.
I love a good fucking footy crop.
Oh, yeah.
Super Bowl tonight is Joel Embiid, Giannis, and Luka to each score 25+. It's juiced from 100 to 150. I'm not taking boost unless it's over fucking 200.
That's three players for just 150. I don't know about that one.
Okay. Bruins, Isles, Panthers, all to win.
On them all. I'm on the Habs plus 2.5, but I certainly think the Panthers will win.
Plus 350, we ride?
What is it?
Plus 350, Bruins?
Yeah.
Which we were on.
Yeah.
Isles? I mean, you were not on, but
I don't know.
We just didn't touch that one.
Who the Isles got?
They're on the road against Columbus, I believe.
Yes.
And then Panthers. It's all favorites.
Plus 350?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fuck it. Give it to me.
Team ride. Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Why not?
Columbus 4-6 in their last 10.
They lost Domi.
The Islanders 6-4. They just came off two hard losses.
The Islanders one is the one that...
playing for pride here at the end of the year.
Has me turning. Oh no.
What?
Fucking Sadio Mane just scored the fucking winner.
Oh, Mane.
Oh no. Salah's not going to the World Cup.
Oh no.
Jeez.
Good. Shit. Get him home.
Sorry.
Rest him for Liverpool.
Sorry, bro.
I mean, that's a tough draw. It was either Mane or Salah. I wasn't going to make it.
That's tough.
Hate to see Salah miss a panel, though.
Yeah,
it's
do.
Been a long time
since yeah, you he missed do. One. In other news, Tiger was apparently practicing at Augusta today to see if he if his leg can withstand the hills. He's currently plus 5,000 at the Masters for next week. So if you want to throw it in, throw it in.
Yep.
I will be throwing it in.
Yeah.
Have to. Tiger's in a tournament.
Sprinkle.
At this point in his career.
Sprinkle.
After the accident. Have to sprinkle. It's auto bet. You know?
Yeah. Don't go tell me, my friend.
We working on a MLB preview guest for next week?
The bat call was sent.
Bat call was sent?
Yeah.
I think we'll have a couple.
Oh, who do you got?
Yours is better.
Huh.
We'll do an MLB preview. Season totals.
Why are the Red Sox plus 600 to win the AL East?
You think that should be favorites?
Not favorites, but they won it last year, did they not?
So they're fourth? fourth in odds to win behind the Jays, Yankees, Rays, and then the Sox.
Yeah. Or did the Rays win the...
Did the Rays come back and win it?
Rays might have won the division.
They might have.
I can't remember. Jeez.
But it wasn't the Jays.
Jays are stacked, though. And
there's a lot of stacked lineups.
Well, the Jays also have the vaccination status working in their favor.
Yeah, they do. How about the Mariners plus 500 to win the AL West? That one's always a toss-up.
Who's the
Astros.
Yeah. No Correa.
And then the Angels. Then the Mariners.
The A's plus 3,500? Who'd they trade? They trade away everybody, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They still have their pitching, though. They didn't trade
they always do.
Manea or Montas.
They always do. They
were supposed to trade both of them.
You want to get down on the Giants plus 550?
I hate the Dodgers. Padres plus 350.
Yeah.
Who's their coach now?
I have no idea.
They got somebody new, didn't they?
Padres manager? Oh, no. It was because he said fucking Bob Melvin.
Yeah, they did get Big Bob. Oh, that's why the A's are so bad.
Because Bob left.
Big Bob was holding them together.
Yeah, he was. Okay, we'll do a MLB preview next week. Get us ready for opening day. You'll have footy in the next couple days?
Yeah, Friday there's one match and then full slate Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, awesome. 20,
got about 25.
Have to love it.
It's been too long.
It's good to be back.
Get the internationals out of here. Give me domestic any day of the week.
Listen, I hear you, pal. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. A beautiful Wednesday.
Beautiful.
Full slate of everything.
Full slate.
We'll get Valero Open picks from Bruce.
Yeah, let's hope.
Yeah, we need them.
Yeah.
And then we'll dive in. It's been a fun show.
It's a good show.
Good show.
It's a good show.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad!